Chapter 7. Robert the Giant.
"We were trying too hard," said Cyril. "That's why our wishes went wrong. Let's not think about wishes today. Let's play a game. While we are playing, a really good wish might come into someone's head."
"All right," said Anthea.
"Let's play bandits, but let's play in the sandpit. Then we will be near the sand fairy when we think of a wish."
They collected Robert's bow and arrows, Jane's skipping rope, Martha's umbrella, and Father's old walking stick. These were the swords. They covered Baby's pram with a checked tablecloth. This was the bandit's wagon, although Baby was fast asleep inside it. The game did not go well, and the children started to quarrel. Then Cyril saw the baker's boy. He was coming along the road with his basket full of bread.
"Stop!" cried Cyril, and he waved the umbrella at the baker's boy. "Come and play!"
But he didn't want to play. He just pushed Cyril away. Robert tripped the baker's boy up with the skipping rope, and he fell over. All the loaves of bread fell out of the basket and rolled along the road.
"Why did you do that?"
cried the baker's boy angrily. He stood up and brushed the dust from his clothes. The baker's boy was much bigger than Robert. Robert looked up at his angry face and started to run. The baker's boy chased Robert to the sandpit and then went back to pick up the loaves of bread. Sitting on the sand, Robert wiped away his tears.
"He's much bigger than I am," he sniffed. "That's why I ran away. I wish I was bigger than he is."
He dug his fingers into the sand. He felt something furry and jumped to his feet. It was the sand fairy, puffing himself up. And Robert started to grow. Soon he was bigger than the baker's boy, much bigger. He was bigger than two men.
"We'd better ask for another wish," said Anthea. "We must make Robert go back to his normal size."
But the sand fairy wouldn't help, and he disappeared into the sand.
"What shall we do now?"
wailed Jane. "I know what I'm going to do," said Robert. "I'm going to go after that baker's boy."
And in three giant steps, he was back on the road. He hid behind a cottage and waited for the baker's boy. After a while, he heard someone whistling. He peered round the wall of the cottage. There was the baker's boy, carrying his basket. Giant Robert jumped out and grabbed the boy's collar.
"How dare you chase a boy who is smaller than you?"
he boomed. His voice was much louder now, too. He picked up the baker's boy and put him on the roof of the cottage.
"You don't look so big now," he cried.
Anthea asked Martha if they could have their lunch in the garden. Robert was much too big to fit in the house. Of course, Martha didn't notice Robert's size. She gave him his usual amount of meat and potatoes, and no more.
"There's a fair in the village," Martha said as she served the plum pie. "My friend's going this afternoon."
"I'd like to go to the fair," said Robert, when Martha had gone.
"You can't go," said Cyril. "Giants don't go to fairs."
"Oh," cried Jane, and almost choked on a plumstone.
"I've got an idea. Listen, giants do go to fairs. People will pay money to see them. Let's take Robert to the fair."
Robert didn't like the idea, until Anthea said,
"We couldn't do it without you, Robert. You can have most of the money."
In the end, Robert took them to the fair. They climbed into an old pony cart and Robert pulled it along. This was easy for a giant. When they reached the village, Robert hid in a barn and the others went into the fair. There were swings shaped like boats and brightly painted roundabouts and lots of other exciting things, but the children didn't stop to try them. Cyril stopped at a coconut shy. He walked up to a lady in a red and white scarf who was sorting out a pile of coconuts.
"Excuse me," he said. "I want to speak to the owner of this fair."
"That's my husband, Bill, but he's asleep," said the lady.
She pointed to a red-faced man who lay under a tree. He was snoring loudly.
"I'm Becca. What's this all about?"
I've got a giant, said Cyril. He's in that barn. He could make a lot of money for you.
I'll have a look at him. But if this is a trick...
Becca followed Cyril to the barn. He opened the door and called out,
Robert!
A huge arm poked out of a pile of hay. Becca's eyes were as big as saucers.
My goodness! She whispered.
A giant foot and a leg followed the arm. Then giant Robert sat up, brushing off bits of hay.
How much will you take for him?
Asked Becca. Her eyes were as big as dinner plates now.
He'll have the best of everything. I've got a lovely old caravan. An elephant used to live in it. He can have that.
He won't take anything, interrupted Robert, but I will take 15 shillings.
Agreed,
smiled Becca and handed him the money.
Now, come and meet Bill.
Bill was very pleased with Robert and took him to a tent. It was very big, but Robert couldn't stand up in it. Becca brought him some bread and cheese. Then Bill put a table in front of the tent and stood on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he cried, come and see the biggest giant in the world. 3 pence a go.
Soon a long line of people stood outside the tent. The children could hear, ooh, and ah, and sometimes a loud shriek. At 3 o'clock, Robert said he wanted a cup of tea. Bill put up a notice.
Closed for half an hour. The giant is having his tea.
The children went into the tent to talk to Robert.
How am I going to get away? He asked them. They mustn't see me after sunset. I will be my normal size.
Cyril thought for a moment. Then he went to find Bill.
When the sun sets, he began, the giant must be left alone. He gets very bad-tempered, you see, and a bad-tempered giant can make a lot of trouble.
So, just before sunset, another notice went up.
Closed for half an hour, the giant is having his dinner.
There's one more thing, said Cyril. He says that he's too hot. Will you open the tent up at the back to give him some fresh air? Then I'll go and fetch his dinner.
All right, said Bill. I'll be on guard at the front of the tent. Becca can stand at the back. Someone might try to steal our giant.
Cyril sent his sisters home. In the tent, he told Robert the rest of his plan, and they settled down to wait. 1 minute after sunset, a boy walked out of the front of the tent.
I'm going to get the giant's dinner, Cyril told Bill.
At the same time, a boy walked out of the back of the tent.
I'm going to get the giant's dinner, Robert told Becca.
And the two boys ran all the way home, laughing about the trick they had played.